That's Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, Phoenix FM. Now, we're doing a little feature in a few seconds' time, actually. We're going to be chatting to Sally Trice about the Homeless in Brentwood group. Let me tell you about this group, first of all. It was set up by Joanna Beatty. Her 9-year-old daughter asked to donate to a charity that helps rough sleepers in Brentwood. And apparently, her research showed that there weren't any at all. Any charities Jo found seemed to stop at Brentwood's borders. There was also a lot of uncertainty about where to report a rough sleeper in order for them to be able to receive help. So, Jo then created the group to see how we could address the lack of help and the lack of procedure awareness. The group have now found Brentwood Council's contacts for reporting rough sleepers, along with using StreetLink, although members are keen to reach our hidden homeless. For example, about apparently 60 people are in temporary accommodation. And they want to be able to signpost the rough sleepers to vital services and agencies. Well, unfortunately, Joe couldn't be with us today, but someone who is very active with homeless in Brentwood is Sally Trice, and she's definitely here with us today. Nice to have you here, Sally.
Hello.
Now, so what do you personally do? What are you personally doing?
In terms of the Homeless in Brentwood Facebook group?
Yeah. Well, homelessness generally, but yes, specifically, I suppose, with that group, yeah.
Well, my background in my professional life has brought me into contact with many vulnerable people with mental health issues and who either are currently homeless or in danger of becoming homeless.
Right.
I was on another Facebook page concerning Shenfield Hutton and other Brentwood areas, and I saw a comment relating to homeless people in Brentwood and found the link to the Homeless in Brentwood Facebook page. I've got a keen interest in helping people and sharing information, so I joined to see what was happening. It's a really good forum for sharing information, for finding out about the problem, and people make all sorts of practical suggestions to help homeless people. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Homelessness can happen to any of us at any time in our lives.
There's a stigma, isn't there, attached, I think, to homeless people, because you think perhaps they're on drugs or they're boozing a lot or whatever. And I think a lot of people, we were talking about this just now, weren't we? A lot of people probably are reluctant to give them any money, for example, because they think the money's going to buy drugs or drink. I personally will give them a sandwich or something, you know, if I've got one on me, if I'm walking past someone like that. So there is definitely a stigma. How do you overcome that, do you think?
I think what you're saying is true. Lots of thoughts there. I think what I found out from the Facebook page is that just small random acts of kindness, just like you've mentioned, maybe giving food as a practical first step. Some people are finding rough sleepers and giving them sleeping bags.
Okay, that's interesting.
So that can actually be a small act that people can do immediately to comfort those who haven't got a roof over their head, especially in the winter when the temperatures are so cold. Some of the more active members of the Homeless in Brentwood Facebook page, I think including a lady called Jay, J-A-Y-E, have actually been out at night and given people hot food and advice, which really must be a comfort to them.
Well, it's fantastic if people do that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I've got Sam here as well, Sam Brooker, who... do you actually live in Brentwood or somewhere around here?
Yeah, I live in Hutton.
Yeah, so you've kind of had first-hand experience, have you, of seeing homeless people on the streets?
Well, I have a few people close to me who have been homeless and who are currently homeless in the Essex area. In Brentwood, I know a couple of homeless people, some who've always lived in Brentwood and some who've travelled from outside.
Yeah. I'm just mainly used to seeing homeless people in London, not that I go to London a lot, but you'll see them quite extensively in London.
Yes.
Yeah. I take it it's not as bad as that, is it, in Brentwood, or is it?
I think it's a growing problem in Brentwood, and I think it's a huge problem overall in Essex. Certain areas more than others have a lot bigger homeless problem, but I've certainly seen a growing increase in homeless people in Brentwood.
And are you aware of this charity that Sally's just been talking about?
No, I was speaking to Sally earlier, and I was really happy to hear that there has been more support. Certainly for local areas, because unfortunately, there isn't enough support out there and there isn't enough knowledge of different organisations. So it was really nice to hear that Sally was a part of something that's really going to help a lot of people, and hopefully we can get the message out there and promote it to others.
So coming back to you, Sally, what do councils do for homeless people? Obviously there's a bit of pressure on them, I suppose, to try and do something with them rather than just having them slip rough on a pavement somewhere.
Absolutely. If people go online and actually look at the Homeless in Brentwood Facebook group and asked to join. A member there called Wayne D. Banks, who seems very pivotal in everything that happens, has produced some information recently and some posts about how homeless people can access applications for housing and other vital services such as GP services. So that would be a really good first point of reference.
Yeah, of course, the homeless people themselves can't get any information at all because they don't have laptops, do they? So
absolutely,
they have to rely on other people coming along and saying, well, you know, did you know that you could do this, that or the other, I suppose.
Absolutely. And if people haven't got a warm, dry, safe place to sleep, if perhaps they're not eating and drinking properly, if they've got no social support in terms of family or friends or people that they can talk to, it's going to be really hard for them to get through every day, especially at this time of year. Very cold. I mean, it's been freezing over the last few weeks. If they've got to cope with the day-to-day necessities that we all need to live, then they might not have too much energy to be looking at getting extra support for themselves. I think as well, low confidence and low self-esteem can be a big issue for people that are just sleeping rough and without a home. They're often subject to acts of violence and discrimination and unkindness by anyone, you know, just walking on the street past them at any time of the day or night.
Yeah. It's a shame that there is this stigma, really, isn't it? Because I'm sure if there wasn't, obviously a lot more people would probably walk up to them and say, you know, how's things? Stupid thing to say, I know, if you see someone who's homeless, but you've got to start a conversation somewhere.
Absolutely, and that's what today and Time to Talk is about. Just reaching out to people and the small gestures that can just start the conversation, just make someone feel valued and that they're not alone, that they've got some sort of support.
So you don't operate in Brentwood, we should say, do you personally?
No.
You don't live in Brentwood?
No.
Sam is an equivalent of Sally, you know, someone going around in Brentwood sort of taking an active interest in homeless people?
Yeah, well, we take a interest in everyone. I work for Fitness in Mind, so we're about improving mental well-being across all spectrums. The homeless situation, I think, is a big and increasing problem. And yeah, we were speaking about it yesterday. It'd be nice to get some more involved with Fitness in Mind and hopefully lead people to further support such as Sally's organisation.
Yeah, well, we've highlighted now two different organisations in the space of 10 or 15 minutes. Fitness in Mind, which I knew about, actually, because it's based here, isn't it?
Yeah,
maybe we can talk about that in a few minutes, actually. And then this Homeless in Brentwood group, which I didn't know about, and thanks to Sally for filling in the gaps there in my knowledge. So basically, you go to Facebook. Loads of people are on Facebook, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Homeless in Brentwood, and up it pops, yeah?
It does. While I'm on air, it might also be used for me just to mention a charity that I'm volunteering for at the moment. They're based in Hutton, and it's called the Lighthouse Furniture Project. You can easily find them online. It's a Christian-based charity who supplies people with the essentials for a home. Be that all sorts of furniture, crockery, cups, white goods. Any member of the public can go in and buy the items, but if people are on income-based benefits or have no income at all, then they can be helped out for a lower price.
Okay, is it a bit like a charity shop? Is that how it works? Or
no, it's a giant warehouse.
A giant warehouse?
Yes,
okay.
Literally.
Right.
A very big warehouse.
Where is it? Whereabouts is it?
It's in Tallon Road in Hutton, just off Wash Road.
Oh,
so
right.
If people just Google Lighthouse...
Probably needs a little feature of its own on air, I would say.
Absolutely.
If it's a warehouse.
Yeah, so, I mean, if people are you know, have a home and they need items of furniture, white goods, the washing machine breaks down, they can pop along and see us, get good value.
Okay, so anybody can buy stuff there.
Absolutely.
But if if they're sort
if
of
times
struggling
are tight,
a bit, yeah.
Then they can get the items at a reduced
price.
So
who decides that? Who decides whether they're hard up or not?
They produced evidence of being in receipt of a means-tested benefit.
Right.
But also, if people are referred by some sort of support worker, social worker, something like that, then the charity will do all they can to help out. Just before Christmas, there was the unhappy scenario of a family whose home had been burnt down by arson, and they had to be relocated to a safe address somewhere else. So the charity helped supply the family with all the basic needs.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed, Sally and Sam, for coming in and chatting to us today. And I've got some more guests coming on probably in about an hour's time.